Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks as I continue talking to you about the powerful tools of your unconscious mind. And what I've just pulled up on my screen here is an image of your mind, not to scale. The conscious mind is 10% of your mind. The unconscious mind is the other 90%. But what I want to show you here is the critical faculty, or in other words, the gateway to your unconscious mind. Now, this critical faculty develops when you're between the ages of 7 to 9 years old, when you start to develop the ability to think logically. And prior to that, it's not there, and children are entirely in their unconscious mind, where imagination is housed. And so when kids are playing and they're in that imaginative state and they're being dragons and cowboys and Indians and princesses and unicorns and all of these things, it is very, very real to them, because they're entirely in their unconscious mind, and the mind doesn't have the ability to discern between reality and what you envision. And as we get a little bit older, we start to develop what we call the critical faculty, which is this gateway, and it's meant to be like a lace fence so that there's easy communication between the conscious and the unconscious mind. However, as with anything, like, you know, you use a muscle, the more you strengthen your muscle and work with your muscle, the stronger it gets. Your connection to your unconscious mind needs to be strengthened. You need to build rapport with your unconscious mind. And yet we're not taught this in school. And so we can get into adulthood and that critical faculty is not very lace-like. It's more like a cement wall. And we don't have the tools to access our unconscious mind. The beautiful thing is that through the work that I do with NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, that will teach you the tools to access the other 90% of your mind. And it will have that cement wall start to break down and become more lace-like. And in fact, when we work with hypnotherapy, in that moment when you're in that deep trance, that critical faculty does come right down. And that's why I love teaching hypnotherapy. I teach it as a learn self-hypnosis class. The more you practice it, the more you can access your unconscious mind. I also teach it as a designation course for practitioners, for coaches, or just for anybody to take in order to build their skills in the field of hypnotherapy. When it comes to the NLP tools that I'll be talking about later in the week, those are tools that help us go around that critical faculty and into the unconscious mind. So I just wanted to share this with you because we all have a conscious mind. We all have an unconscious mind. And yet through society, through our school system, we're given the tools of our conscious mind. We're simply not taught the tools of our unconscious mind, which means we're missing out on the other 90%. So if you'd like to learn the tools of your unconscious mind, then reach out, because I have a number of programs. I'd be happy to share them with you. When I started learning this, I absolutely fell in love with them. Why not access the other 90%?